Good evening and welcome to Psychic of the Planets. I'm Ace the Knight. Of course, with the Knight is my techie with the most, is Techie Joe. How are you, dear?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. Kind of skating, man. We're going to, this week, since next week's my monthly setup video, this week we're going to go from ground zero up. I've done none of the pre-planning you guys normally miss. This will be fun. Oh, bye, kitty.
Poor kitty.
Yeah. So how's your week been, honey?
It's been okay. Had a few different things going on. Kind of had a lazy Saturday. Paying for that a little today, but you know,
that's okay. It work. You'll get it put together. Do you know what the new planner trend is?
Oh, what's the new planner trend?
This is your planner.
A note card?
An index card. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, your whole life's supposed to fit it on an index card. I don't know who the hell thought that was a good idea.
I mean, is someone using their test prep skills? Like, I don't know if you ever had a professor or a teacher that was like, you can bring in a note card. Everything you write on it, like, if you can fit it on a note card, you can do it.
I don't know. Like, I saw that and about lost my tomatoes. All right. I was like, you're crazy. Like, if you've got, like, two doctor's appointments, one to-do list, and the rest of your life is 9 to 5, then sure. Other than that, I don't know. All right, so let's talk house planner. How's it been going?
Well, I think you've decided that's going to move primarily to Saturdays for house cleaning. But it looked like the rest was going okay. It was a bit of a wonky week last week, so I'm trying not to count too much off.
Right. Well, you know, I done a GSD list, got it all done yesterday, except for like this stuff, which is the stuff we're doing today. This is what I do when we're behind. I just make a GSD list and I just work off the list, and that's all I pay attention to.
Awesome. So.
Yeah, but I'm kind of happy planning bullet journaling this. We have figured out I can't do a load of laundry every day. It's not because I can't get it done. It's because we're not producing enough.
It would be some very light loads.
Yeah. So.
Which is a good thing.
We've also figured out that Clean Mama, honey, I don't know the size of your house, but it's bigger than ours. And Fly Lady, I got more to do in my life than just clean house on a house that doesn't need cleaned.
Well, the truth is, when he sees his reflection in floors, he starts to worry. Because vampires aren't supposed to be able to do that.
Well, true, but also it's like, it doesn't need to be this much. So, again, this one, we're just bullet journaling in a skinny half planner.
Okay.
I think it's called the Skinny Classic now. It's moved into being a classic. And that's really tied to the ring set.
Yeah.
But this is working well.
Awesome.
Did it happen on last Monday?
I've noticed they've got the new more like baby happy planner classic. Like, I don't know. It's like 60% of a regular happy planner classic.
It's half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally half a happy planner.
Well, that is, but I was talking about the new one they have.
Right.
It's also like per size, but it's a little, like the pages are wider, but it's shorter.
Right. Yeah. But no, this is keeping the house running. And yeah, I'm going to sit here and talk a little bit. We're also putting the command center back up. I put the bones back up yesterday. So there will be pictures of that once it's done. And that really has to do with the trying to keep everyone quite, on the same page. We have tried the digital option. We have the digital option, but that don't work always for some people.
Yeah, we've been having some digital glitches.
Yes.
So we'll see how, the real thing does.
Right.
Like the real world. If it's a reminder, if it inspires some activity.
That would be nice. But no, like the floors, they get done twice a week. Like that's the amount of I think they need. Anything else in the animals, like forget that they have a scent. That's been a thing.
Knew?
It has been because, like, the poor cat, like, she needs the most attention in the house. The boys, they don't care.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And she's moved into the living room.
Oh, goodness, Emily. So Emily says, howdy, hey. I ran a totally casual routine D&D game today for friends, a supposedly easy adventure through comedy of errors resulted in the deaths of all but one character in a colossal column of blue flame where a tavern once stood. I
That
think that's
sounds
the DM's
interesting.
had enough.
That's when the DM's like, you're all dead.
And this Dungeons and Dragon campaign was created by George R.R. Martin.
Gotta love when the dice go murder.
Dead, dead, dead. They're all dead. Everyone's dead.
So, Emily, did you roll real dice or did you roll mega dice, like the 20, like the computer dice?
Well, now that is a good question though, because there's online D&D and then meet space D&D.
Right.
So
We'll wait to catch up there. Right, honey, which room needs to be focused this week, do you think?
Maybe take some time on the bathroom.
Okay.
I know you've got a few different things that are bugging you there.
They are. A lot of that's just clean out. I mean, because we have a lot of like road stuff, skin products I've tried and hated. I don't get a clue about, why, and this is why. Like cream makeup has become terrible.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
literally, I buy like a tube of the matte foundation. And it could be 50, like it's concentrated now. And I'm like, I don't need that much coverage. So there's a lot of cleaning out of stuff that needs to happen.
Okay.
And a lot of getting stuff back in my view.
Cool.
Because I am a visual person.
Out of
Which
sight, out
means
of mind.
exactly.
Aw, so the quest was apparently to investigate the strange sounds in the cellar and refill all the oil lamps while you're down there. And the kindly gnome tavern owner will give you free room and board for the night. Real dice, we all had French toast and hung out in my living room. Oh, very awesome. Very awesome.
Very cool.
So now the important question is, how did this go wrong? You were going to a cellar and refilling lamps. Who used kerosene?
You were all that they were going to spill the oil.
I'm thinking kerosene and a magical finger spark to light all the lamps at once. That could put a real quick end to the game.
Exactly.
Just
Right. No, I've been sitting here, and what has it been? 2 years, 3 years that I've been going through cleaning system after cleaning system and watching it blow up. And getting frustrated. So yeah, we're going onto our own page now, which I think you're liking.
Yeah, it seems to be working out a little better, and I don't think stressing you out as much.
Yeah. Because I swear, Fly Lady, I was cleaning 4 and 5 hours a day.
Yeah, that one was getting a little intense.
Right.
And not really quite meeting our needs.
Right.
Oh dear. So Elf Ranger was paranoid about the spooky cellar, so she specifically lit every lamp she refilled, while the dwarven fighter set board on a barrel of ale. Both failed their perception checks and did not notice the giant spider or the ceiling covered in webs. Oops.
Okay, so this is basically what our week looks like for the house. Second, third, 24th, 25th, 26th. Now the car's looking much better. I will give it that.
Yes. Car is doing a good deal better.
Yes. And it just needs one day to go out and do everything.
Yes.
All right. So there's the home planner. We're done in like 4 minutes. Once you figure out your routine and where it needs to go. I think I will put a pretty there because it does keep my focus. And this moves a lot better for us. Like it goes with me to the store, that type of thing. But no, I saw that video and I about lost it. I'm like, there is no way, like, you're using so much processing space just to keep everything on a note card.
Yes.
Like, Emily, you got a kid. Can you even keep it on a note card?
Like a whole day on a note card in case you missed. This is the new thing, is take an index card, put
Plan your
everything
week
on it.
out on a note card.
Oh yeah. Oh, so the rest of the story. Spider jumped on the back of the elf. She freaked out and smashed the spider against the wall. Spider slings webs at the party, and everyone fails their saves. They got beat by spiders. Wow.
Nice.
Arachnophobia alive and well. You didn't have it before this adventure.
You have it now. Thanks to Emily. And Grumpy Tank. Like, we can't, and I'm sure he was involved.
I mean, it seems casual enough. Oh no, so people kept failing poison saves, failing to get out of the webs. Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate, but hilarious.
Well, it's unfortunate. It's just like I've had games like that, and it's like, oh, you poor things.
Like this was supposed to be easy.
And quick. Don't forget quick.
Like, could I understand if we lost one person?
Or five.
Oh no. Elf's player is scared of spiders in real life, so makes the call to wildly swing her torch like a club at the spider in hopes it'll catch on fire. Oh no. Nat one. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh.
All right.
And see, this was the lesson from arachnophobia, is you know,
I thought the
don't
lesson was
overreact.
you don't buy bad houses.
Well, there's that, but you don't overreact. Just like, yeah.
All right. So that one's set up for the week. I can go on the command table. Let's move over to personal. In the personal one, we're using Moody Floral because I like Moody Floral.
Oh wow. Yay. We always love movies,
Yeah.
Coral.
Yeah. And this really isn't working out, and it's not as useful as I thought it was, so it's moving out.
Okay. I was kind of curious when you put it in.
Yeah, it was
If that
supposed to
was a
catch
thing.
ideas.
Yeah, I don't think it has.
Yeah, the only thing it's caught is my annoyance. The only
That seems
thing, other thing is I'm retiring March. I am taking my dashboard out. I'll show you why in a minute.
Oh, no.
A green dashboard.
Happened to the dashboard?
I'm taking it out because this is March. I'm retiring it and securing it
Okay.
around. Yeah, you know, we're almost ready for the next month, so March can move.
Yes.
Dashboard can go where we are with our weekly, which next week, guys, is our weekly setup and review of the planners. And I'm changing how I'm doing this because we have some appointments. I need more space, so we're going to do it a little differently as things go collapsing around the small desk.
Oh, no.
It's okay. So let's take these out of our rings. We like our ring. Yeah, that makes more sense. So let's lay in our basics here. Morning routine, evening routine. So I only have like two things to check off, but I have to complete the whole list to get the check mark. And when I get the check mark for a full week, I get my other desk light.
Yay!
Yeah, that's the reward. That's a new thing we're trying. It's one of the tips for ADHD. It's to give rewards for repetitive tasks.
Oh, so the rest of the story. I roll percentile chance, get 98%. Her torch hits the highly flammable webs along the ceiling. Flash fire. I roll D4 to see how many rounds before the flames reach all the oil lamps and the large store of alcohol. Get one. Elf is the only one who rolls high enough on her reflex save to get past the debris before the powder kegs go off and the tavern blows. And that was the elf sitting on the barrel of ale board. Oh, that's so bad. Like, it's like a series of unfortunate rolls.
It sounds like a series. Oh, what is that story? It's like the, unofficial events, or it's a whole book. It's a great book about this uncle that has to take in his kids, and he's not really into kids at all.
Series of unfortunate events. Yeah. Right. That's what I was saying. This is like series of unfortunate roles.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the dwarf that was on the barrel of alcohol board. The elf is the arachnophobe. That's worse. The arachnophobe survived. Killed everyone.
Everybody. All her fault. Or their fault.
Bad elf.
But no, so the divider is going to go here in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to write my routine on a post-it note and just move it from one side to the other depending on the week. That way I'm only focusing on this right here. I'll deal with the rest over here.
Awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I understand why the dwarf was sitting on the barrel. Had heavy armor on and could only move 10 feet per round.
Oh, goodness. That's a lot. That's a limit. Let's get into the fun of this.
Okay.
There we go. So, Monday is Earth Day. Yeah, everyone takes time to go out and stick the foot on the ground. But I have my trainer at 3, right?
Yes.
My doctor's appointment on Tuesday.
You do at 1:50 p.m.
Okay.
So 12:50, 11:50. I think 11:30 is probably the latest we want to leave.
Okay. All right. Then have Eric on Wednesday.
Yes.
At 5 p.m. That's what I mean, guys. It's a fully packed week. There's a lot of stuff. Thursday.
Sorry, I moved to the wrong place. Thursday seems to be just a normal day.
Okay. Friday.
For you, looks like yet again a normal day.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Saturday not so much.
Saturday not so much. Let's see about Sunday. I mean, I think what day I got to start this crap.
Well, Saturday is Psychic Saturday.
I know.
Yep.
Let's see here. It's a lot that day. All right. Make sure I read that right. Let me look at this again, because that was make English.
No inglés?
No inglés. She put the wrong dates.
Oh, no.
But she couldn't count backwards.
Oh, on your... Oh, as to when to start it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
All right. So, 29 from 4...
4 from 29 would be the 25th.
Okay.
If you don't count the 25th, it would... Well, if you don't count the 29th, then technically I think it's the 24th.
Okay.
Because I think that's what I read in there is...
Mm-hmm.
The day of doesn't count.
Right. Okay. person's face.
Excuse me.
One. Phase two. That's the way the paperwork looked. We'll have to go back and look.
We will. It'll be fine.
We will. It will be fine. I hate when people can't count dates. But she was having a lot of trouble anyhow, like finding forms, getting stuff done.
Yeah, she was not on her game. You were talking about someone else had used her desk and, like, rearranged everything.
Someone had used her desk and moved everything. And she was like, what the hell? So maybe she was on vacation the week before, something like that.
Well, it throws you off your game. Plus, trying to set up four appointments all at once.
Right.
And then do all the math.
Right.
I think she needs a character sheet.
I think she does. And a manual. And I do mean a manual for how to use her desk.
Mm-hmm. Move nothing. It's all bolted down. Can't move it.
Right. Test your life if you want to try.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the end of the story is apparently, as the elf's wisdom stat was at 7, we figured that she played out her character very accurately. Everyone is making new characters, and I'm giving the elf an increase of 2 points in wisdom. I figure she gained from this adventure in exchange for an official arachnophobic negative trait.
That's kind of cute. I'm surprised they didn't get to roll to see if they could regenerate.
Or roll to haunt her into an early grave.
Yeah. Okay. So, full week of stuff on the left side. The right side's the basic stuff. And then instead of writing it out like I had been, I'm just going to do that. I am, however, going to list my sugar numbers. So I'm going to do an S here at the bottom because we want to document the sugars.
Especially important this week. You've got a couple of things going on.
Yeah. Okay. So, there's that. Yay, personal's done.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, mostly done. All right, do you want to go through yours before we dig into the big catch-all?
We sure can.
All right, let's do that. There we go. Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So this is last week I went all office stickers. This week I went all coffee stickers. I think I like the coffee more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
It looks a little more fun.
Yes. So, yeah, I've got my stuff loaded in. I'm all set up for our schedule and week ahead. And so this is Monday. And so, yeah, we continue this pattern through the week. Already got my to-do list set up, minus one item I just thought of. It's one of the items I always forget, and that's why it's on a to-do list. So, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. What is the difference in the sets other than colors that you found?
There's some well, of course there's different theme stickers. So like office has office products, coffee has coffee products, you know, you'd expect. But they usually are different theme colors for whatever that set is. And then it sometimes takes on different approaches to some of the specialty stickers. And kind of adds things that are more related. So it doesn't carry through the exact same like important like to-dos always there, priority is almost always there. But like they get a little different, they get different designs, and then they add in things that aren't in other sets. Now what I have noticed is compared to the monthly theme, the like item themes, like coffee and work and all that. They approach the day stickers, whereas like April would list out all the holidays in April. It's more focuses on like common life events. Yeah. So little change in the stickers there.
But nothing major.
Nothing unexpected. Yeah, like most of your base elements are there. They're in a different color theme, and then you have some stickers that are very specific to the theme. And then some things get a different treatment because obviously adding a whole sheet with like every single possible holiday, January 1st to December 31st, not really something to do.
Well, how did your monitor work out in your gratitude box?
Unfortunately, last week got a little hairy. So it was very pretty, and I think it would have been awesome. But it was the wrong week for it, so I think it's going to get pulled forward next week.
I was
So,
just
yeah.
wondering.
Oh, yeah. Now I think it would have been amazing. I think the week went a little sideways on that one. Like it became a bit grindy.
All right, let's take a break because I got to run back and hit your cutter.
Oh, okay.
But no, but I'm saying before we switch back, that wasn't a immediate.
Okay. Well, no, I'm pretty much wrapped up there. I've got our appointments in. I got invisible schedule in. Got the shows listed out. And yeah. So let me go ahead and I'm gonna pop into my to-do list and I'm gonna add that one item before I forget it. That check-in, I always, if I don't write it in, I
You
will
forget
forget
it.
to do it. And I'll be sitting there like, where's my link? And then it's like,
Yeah, I didn't do it. But how are the icons working for you there?
the icons are working really well. I again last week was hairy, so the you're talking about the do it list at the top. Yeah, last week got a little hairy. But typically they're far more useful. I kind of tend to contract down on hairy weeks, and it's like the most important thing is right there. Like knock out the to-do list. It's sort of like your GSD list.
Right.
Is the hairier my week gets, the more I tend to zoom in and just be like, okay, we've got to do these items.
Right.
Like,
and this
these
is all we got to get, we can get done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
you know, like,
yeah.
My GSD list was, this is all we can get done.
So, but this week, a little more straightforward. So I think we should, I should be able to back off the GSD mindset.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, hopefully you'll be able to like use the other sections you've been wanting to use.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
But. So, but
all right,
yeah,
guys, let's take a break while I hit the paper cutter.
Okay.
Are you ready for an enchanting journey of self-discovery and empowerment? Dive into the mystical world of Wicca with our courses guided by Lord Aeson Knight. Unveil Wicca's secrets, explore fundamental principles, and delve into essential topics like deity relationships and the purpose of rituals. Aeson Knight, a third-degree high priest, shares his wisdom through life coaching lessons, guiding you towards a brighter future. Step into the inner circle of enlightenment. Enroll today to embark on a journey toward a more empowered you. Click the link to take your first step into the magical circle.
Ready to join the Psychic Coffee Shop Network? By becoming our patron, you'll unlock exclusive content from Aeson Knight, host of the Psychic Coffee Shop podcast and co-host of the Mountain Bears podcast, alongside the tech-savvy Techie Joe. Choose from subscription options ranging from $1, $5, to $10 per month, supporting us in covering production costs and beyond. Depending on your subscription level, enjoy discounts on private readings, free access to classes and special events, behind-the-scenes extras, and the chance to participate in station meetings. Plus, you'll get early access to new content and the opportunity to shape future topics. We'll acknowledge your support in the credits of our videos. Don't wait. Brew some magic and join us today as a valued member. Link in the show description. Aeson Knight, your gateway to a transformed life. In a world where anyone can claim to be a life coach, Aeson stands out as a true professional with the skills and qualifications to guide you on your journey to success. So why invest in a personal life coach? Let's explore the game-changing benefits Aeson brings to the table. Ever find it hard to stay committed to change on your own? Aeson's expertise ensures you stay on track. With him as your coach, that internal drive kicks in, motivating you to keep your promises and achieve your goals. Making a change is tough, but Aeson makes it 1,000 times easier. He's your unwavering support, guiding you through challenges, pushing you beyond your limits, and believing in you even when you doubt yourself. Friends are great, but they may not always want to see you succeed. Aeson, on the other hand, is dedicated solely to your success. He removes negativity and limiting beliefs, giving you the tailored support you need. Forget endless hours deciphering advice from books and videos. Aeson is your shortcut to effective change. He saves you time and money by offering personalized attention, guiding you toward the tools and lessons that will truly work for you. Ready for a better tomorrow? Book your discovery call with Aeson Knight now. Take the first step toward the life you've always dreamed of. Aeson Knight, your partner in transformation. Start your journey today.
All right. Well, that's not what we programmed.
Oh, no. Sorry. There you go.
You're fine.
At least it was a quick fix.
Yep. All right, guys. So we're doing this paste together still because I haven't found the paper. Like, I think I'm almost there. We're going to have to order it. It's 80 pound through Mohawk.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, I saw someone. Well, Aaron Condren is the one that uses the 80 pound Mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be checking into that since it is on. Amazon.
Yay.
We're gluing our sections in. We're recreating the planner I loved and they discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in a scrapbook style.
At least for the moment.
This paper is really good. I bought a different style than we had been buying at Staples.
Mm-hmm.
And we may try printing next month, like printing them on their own.
Okay, awesome.
Once it's stabilized.
Yes.
Like that's been the big thing, is stabilizing, like when I'm getting up, when I'm going to work, when I'm doing things, so that we know what range of time, because 24 hours is not good for ASIN.
Now, if he sees 24 hours, he tries to plan all 24.
And you will. And that's the whole task block thing.
Like, don't plan all 24 hours.
That's not good. All right, so let's just write in the days. Back a week. We don't need to plan a week ahead.
Nope.
22nd. 23rd. 24th. 25th. 26th. 27th. 28th. All right. Now we're done with permanence. We'll switch over and go to the Papermate flares that are erasable because things shift like sand sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So first, let's start with the fun with Monday at 3 a.m. We have Firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are second lifers, you can come and join me over at Dark Heart Ireland. I host parties over there, and I have a store, and that's from 3 to 4.
3 to 5?
In the morning.
Yes.
That would have been bad. I really don't think my trainer would like me to bring my computer
and
the gym.
No.
All right. So we got a boo-boo. Let's fix the boo-boo.
I mean, considering your trainer is hardcore enough not to stop for the eclipse.
Right.
I don't think a hosting job gig on Second Life is going to slow him down.
No. All right. So we're going to do a little sticker surgery. Nothing major. You guys have planners that the boxes are bigger than they should be. Yes. Snip, snip, snip. Like that, and take the piece you cut off, move it over, there you go, you're back in business. So this is my trainer in gym. Then we have, we're just going to continue this box theme. I need to kill this plant, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the sticker book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a good look.
It is. Like, I like my boxes. There's the time.
When they fit the space.
Yeah.
I wish we could have made that one a little bit bigger, but
we can.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got to work on it. like getting, and these are the fun little things when you're designing your own, because they keep killing what you love.
Sure.
So this is metaphysical today. At 5. This week we're talking finances and manifestation, so be sure to tune in for that. All right. I like the putting the ribbon across like we done last week. We'll think about that.
Okay. Well, we first need to make sure that the ribbon.
Right.
Like, the ribbon's great for consistency as long as we have it.
Right. All right. So after that, I don't think I have anything else Monday, business-wise.
I don't think so.
So we're going to grab our purple. We do dinner, so I can go to work at 10. And I don't have to be up to 10, but I'm going to stop at 4. Yeah, I'm going to stop at 4:30.
Yeah. You seem so committed to that 4.
I know, but I'm not getting out at 4. Like, I never do.
Right.
So, why plan to get out at 4?
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Tuesday, we're going to need a bigger box. It's a trip and it's a day. So let's go get a big fat box. Do we have a big fat box? We may not have a big fat box. All right. So you said we had to leave by 11:30?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. We figured it out.
We did.
Yeah. There's a doctor's appointment. I'm going to take most of the evening off, probably until the coffee shop.
Okay.
Because in all likelihood, I will probably be asleep most of that time.
To be expected. I think they actually do have to knock you out for both, don't they?
Yep. I get knocked out for both, so that'll be fun. Let's go for another gold box. Cut it in half and put it together. There we go. Is it perfect? No, that's okay. I know the show won't be that long, but once you do all the prep and all the steps, it gets that long. Okay, so I'm not going to be able to go to work until 12 that day.
Okay, so that's basically unavailable until, well, no. So anyway, 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
To
5. All right, Wednesday. Is it just Eric?
Believe so. Unless Invisible actually has a session.
Yeah.
Because that would be the last
he Wednesday. He does.
Okay.
He brought that up. So I'm going to first put Eric in. And then his session, I believe, is at 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm getting rid of these. I'm tired of flipping them. You're getting closer, guys. The planner stack is the sticker stack is getting thinner.
The thinner sticker stack.
And I've got to go through them because there's like some that it's like, I don't have a test to plan for or an assignment to plan for anymore. So that sticker book can go bye-bye.
There.
Or there's like a few last dust pieces there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's plan from 1-ish to 3-ish for me and you to go out.
Okay.
Okay. Yay, guys, we're cruising along here. Another page. So, dinner, show, so network from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Had to do a pencil change. I gotta admit, it is helpful having two of these.
It is.
I don't know that I would have intentionally spent the $200 to do it.
But it's worth it.
But it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they charge up quickly, but I have to admit that is the most annoying thing in the world when it's like, battery low.
Yeah.
It's like, no, not right now. It's always the worst moment.
All right. And it's like, I'm in the middle of something.
Yes, like I was writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like battery low. Oh, that's great because I have all the time in the world to charge this.
All right. All right. So Thursday, we just have coffee and tea. And Nat's joining me this week. She's been out and about. I saw that.
Yay. Very up. Oh, so wait a second. You did 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yes.
On Thursday.
On Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I see what I did there. I confused myself. Since it was starting after midnight,
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and put it on Wednesday for Tuesday. So then I managed to confuse myself.
Ah. All right. All right. So, yay, I get to work an evening shift.
Awesome sauce.
Network to 7. And then all that should be wrapped up. Da 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 da. We'll be working network again from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
All right. What was that start time on Thursday?
I'm starting at 3 and going to 7, and then from 11 to 5.
All right. I got the 7, 11, and 5. I was missing the 3.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if there's going to be any stickers left in this with this sticker book by the time I'm done. Because there's so many in these books that I don't use. Mm-hmm. Like, while I'm holding on to this, the only sticker I use are gone.
Yes. Yeah, those check boxes are really weird.
Yeah.
Well, they're not, I mean, grid technically, line. They're progress trackers.
Yeah.
Which, they're nice and they're cute and all that, but.
Yeah, but I don't project plan in my planner. I do that on the wall.
Yeah.
All right. So, of course, we have Mountain Bears on Friday. Mm-hmm. Which I believe we're going to be talking about the TikTok ban that just passed the House.
Oh, did it finally clear?
Yeah, it cleared. You want to know how they done it?
Oh, no.
They stuck it at the end of a bill for Ukraine. So if you voted against the Ukraine bill.
You sound like a monster, and it's like, no, 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 it was over TikTok. And which sounds worse?
Right.
Ooh. 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 Yeah.
Like, I think that should be never allowed. All right. So what else do we have Friday? You're doing your appointment Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's 11:12.
Right. So we're going to do another network at 3. To 7. And then we're going to come in again and do the 11. To 5 a.m.
Okay.
During that, we do have sales party. And that's at 3. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder. All right, Saturday is Psychic Saturday. So Psychic Saturday starts at 2. I will also be running on demand. If there is an appointment, which is very questioning, That goes all that shift. I'm actually going to run it all the way to 8 p.m. I'm going to take a couple hours off, and then I'm going to come back and do network again till 5. Psychic Saturday ain't running to 5. It's set 2 to 8.
Okay. All right, and that was 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's what I saw, but I was hoping I was seeing it.
Yeah, correctly.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Mama kills the page. Again, guys, we're just cutting a box in half. And then pacing it, putting it together at the size I need. There we go.
Yay.
Yay. So 4 to 6 is shop with mom. And then we have psychic plans. At 8. Mm-hmm. And then I'm back at the doctor on Monday, aren't I?
The 29th, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the rest of this night off.
Okay.
Okay. I'm actually going to just take this pink box. It's too big for the space. And cut it the size I need. And label it, and we're done.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, schedule for the week.
Yeah. All right. So now it's time to get some pretty in here.
Oh, the pretties. Oh, and you can, I think, do your line of consistency.
Other than that, yeah.
Okay. I was off by one.
Yeah, you're good, though. I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to have a cigarette and think for a moment. Because we can definitely get dinner done all week at 7.
Which we love that.
Yes, we do. You love sitting down and doing dinners. There's that. I'm gonna go ahead and use the few little boxes left on here. Here. With the older scissors, snip. This is our morning routine. But no, I was listening to a creator this week, earlier today actually, reviewing the Law of Attraction planner. It's a 1-year binded planner, and there's a lot of side work to it. Like, yeah. It's homework and a half.
Oh, wow.
And she said something, and it really didn't strike me until it did. And it was, I can't use this because I need to compartmentalize. And I'm like, that's kind of what I have to do with things. Is, you know, that's why we have the 3 planners now. And we're going to have 4, but 1 you guys probably won't see. It's going to be my goals planner. Well, you might. Like, if you're interested, I'll give you a walkthrough of it. But it's going to be my goals planner and my project planner, because we have some projects that we're working on. So we'll ask the baristas if they want to see the walkthrough of it. I also have heard it called a personal owner's manual. Kind of like that, because, you know, people say I don't come with an owner's manual. Well, I technically do now. I can technically design my own owner's manual.
Care and feeding instructions for the ASIN.
Yes. Important part is caring. We'll take feeding after that. Yay, my weekend's consistent. We like it when the week gets consistent.
You know, for the care section, though, you just copied and pasted the entirety of a coffee maker manual. It would be on brand.
It would be.
I'm just saying. It would. It would.
Yep. All right. Did I get to go to bed at 5 all week? I think so.
I think you do.
Yay. And I'm sure people are going, why do you have a bedtime? Because otherwise I will be up to what? 10 a.m., 11 a.m.?
Easily.
Yeah. I didn't write it down one night. And I got to working on a project, and it was like 11 a.m. before I went to bed. Just like, do you want breakfast? And I'm like, no.
Do you want lunch?
I want to finish this.
Okay. Oh, so close. So close. In bedtime.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I'm not going to share the top, go through my top three of the weeks. That's a little much for today.
Okay.
Because we're resorting that out. I think this quote's perfect for this week. Find joy in the small things.
Yeah, we did leave you some space over there.
We did.
But the pretties.
Yes.
Also, cheap tricks for balancing a page.
Mm-hmm.
On a two-page layout that involves 7 days.
Right. Which, I don't know. I've been debating on whether, like, because once we do this and I lay it into the daily pages, you know, it's kind of like, do I need a weekly overview? We need this. Like, that's non-debatable. So I don't know. I'm still playing with it. I know you don't use your weekly pages.
I actually use them while I'm setting up the month. And I do try to check in on them, but I don't like, I don't live, it's not a live or die. It's more of a when I get ready to like dump everything in for the month,
right?
It's like gonna be happening,
right? I'm going to do some flowers in a few places. Babies. Yes. Like, when you have really long lines like that, that you're, like, just blocking time out, you can definitely stick like icons or flowers. One, it keeps your eye there. Oh, these are kind of cute.
How did you find ones you haven't been able to use?
I found ones that were cute. They're boxes. I don't know how I want to use them or if I want to use them. I just think they're cute. Like, hello, squirrel just ran through my brain.
It's okay.
Yep.
Well, sometimes that's the way with sticker books is there's so many different ones.
Mm-hmm.
That it's kind of hard to take them all in.
Right. And go, ooh, I want to use this and this, and oh, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Sure that there. All right, so we're almost ready for the three-card draw. Let's go ahead and get that done here in a minute. Wednesday and Friday.
There you go. Looking awesome.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. So there's my week spread. It's very chaotic this week, but that's because there's a lot of boxes in it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a lot of big fixed things.
Yeah. With a lot of white space, and yes, I've planned white space for a reason. One, it gives me time to recover. Two, it gives me time to work on the other planners that I'll denote on my daily page.
Cool.
All right. All right, now you're just being sarcastic, cards. That's all there is about it. All right. So first out of the gate, we have the Three of Pentacles. This is you juggling everything, keeping things in the air. Just keep the ball moving, please. Just keep the ball moving.
Okay.
Midweek, you're going to have the Chariot. You're going to be overcoming issues, taking names, and kicking ass. By the end of the week, you're going to be collecting the spoils of war so you can move forward.
Okay, and that's... Well, it seems like a few cards.
All right, so we have the Three of Pentacles, the Chariot, and the Five of Swords.
Okay. I didn't know if we had bonus cards.
Mm-mm. We had cards that were like, nope, not me, nope, not me.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, okay, keep moving. All right. So that is the week we've got looking at us. It ain't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, not bad.
No. Oh, it is not moving us. It was giving us this nice, smooth move.
Oh.
Yeah.
No transition.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. So, busy week, good week. Looks to be a great week. You just keep everything moving. Just move the balls, guys. So, with that, Joe, why don't you take it over?
All right. So, go through the shows?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, he will be back tomorrow night at 5 p.m. with Metaphysical Today. Mm-hmm. New show, same co-host for Firefly. We love Firefly. And so that is Monday at 5. And then on Tuesday, we will be back with the Psychic Coffee Shop. Thursday, he will be here with Natalie for coffee and tea. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see us again on Friday with Mountain Bears at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then Psychic Saturdays this week. Right. So we'll make sure you can book those appointments for this Saturday and send you guys a reminder just in case you forget or miss this show.
And I forgot a show.
Oh, no. Energy Overview at 8 p.m. on Saturday? Exactly. Yes. Yes. Sorry, I thought you caught that one. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Oopsies. Well, we'll have to fix that on his calendar.
Right.
And then, of course, we'll be back on Sunday with Psychic That Plans at 8 p.m.
Yep. And well, it'll be a really good week. Now, we do want to give a moment to thank our baristas. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you too can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at PCSPnetwork.com.
Yep. Good night, y'all.
Good night.